This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
We're all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares class. I say it all the time, don't believe anything that you hear on the radio, read in the internet, see on the internet, watch on television, or read in print. Don't believe any of it until you verify for yourself that it's true. And here's some exclamation points. In 1985, I was at a seminar with Malcolm Forbes. It was a riveting seminar. I thought, wow, this guy's great. That was 1985. Well, on the cover of Forbes magazine, Adam Neumann is their front cover, CEO of WeWork. That was in October 2017. That company rose really quickly and collapsed really quickly. Front cover of Forbes magazine. Elizabeth Holmes, 2014, front cover special edition, the Forbes 400. She was the founder of Theranos, the blood testing company. In 2022, she was sentenced to 11 years, 3 months in prison for fraud. Investors were defrauded of hundreds of millions of dollars. Then in October 2021, Sam Bankman-Fried, front cover, Forbes magazine. And he was arrested for fraudulent schemes as well. Then in 2023, Best Banks, Forbes front cover, Best Banks 2023, Silicon Valley Bank made the list 5 years in a row. That's 4 out of 4, right? So back to don't believe anything that you see, read, or hear in the media. As Rich has been saying for as long as I've known him, there is the proof. And that, what I just told you, is in the public domain right now. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. And folks, if you remember the last article right before the end of hour one, and welcome to hour number two, I'm going to have to speed it up because I have so much important information. Remember about the World Health Organization, how they're going to be busting in the people's doors? I want to remind you of an article that I recently mentioned about the Biden regime is confirming a commitment to a legally binding agreement which is going to surrender U.S. pandemic authority to China and the World Health Organization. The silence was for effect, folks. You better wake up. Not woke. Wake up. Wartime scenario is Chinese ships accidentally cut undersea cables. So what do you think about this kind of stuff, folks? Do you remember in the beginning of the broadcast, I mentioned the theme, basically, is how the U.S. is being weakened by design, preparing for a collapse and even a possible attack. And I wanted you to pay attention to certain beta tests and sabotage to the bottom 93% of American individuals. So, and I'm talking about income and net worth when I say that. So let me continue with this theme. I'm just going to rip through as much as I can. It's so hard not to make comments and give more proof. East Palestine controlled explosion released carcinogenic dioxins and a World War I choking agent. You're waking up? Employees of Silicon Valley Bank were given annual bonuses hours before the bank was taken over by regulators. That's called gag orders. That's called hush payments. That's called bribes. You get it, folks? You see how this works? Mexico's president threatens to interfere in American elections and announces plans to ensure not one vote goes to Republicans. Look it up. I just wouldn't go to a Google search engine. Next, over a million customers out of power right now in 14 states. I put that in there because that's a few week old article, but these are part of the beta tests to see how you react. And as long as the people show ignorance, apathy, and indifference, there's going to be more and more sabotage and loss of freedom and liberty and rule of law. Confirmed, Department of Defense paid left, far left NewsGuard $750,000 to continue to censor the Gateway Pundit and conservative media. NewsGuard contracts with the Department of Defense, with the World Health Organization, with Pfizer, Microsoft, and more. People, look, we can talk about each article for an hour. I wish I had the time. Leaked intel memo suggests Trudeau, this is the PM of Canada, knew of Chinese election interference ahead of time. Canada has been training Ukrainian soldiers since 2015. How much evidence and proof do we have to give you to show you that all this, the whole pandemic, the Ukraine thing, everything has been planned for years? The Great Reset, the Green New Deal, the consolidation of power, money, and control has been a plan for 60, 70 years at least. And too many people are sticking up for their group, their hyphen, and their pronoun because they are embarrassed that they were played, that they were conned. We got to get over it, folks. Move on. We have to play chess and think 3, 4, 5, 6 moves ahead because that's what they're doing. Biden proposes biggest federal raise, pay raise in 43 years. That's called bribery. That's called hush payments. That says, don't look over here, look over there. Don't be a whistleblower. That's what that is, folks. Silicon Valley Bank provided massive accounts of capital to Chinese tech ventures. Now the Biden FDIC and Federal Reserve is clearly working for China. The title of that article is outrageous. Trading halted at 30 banks as market opens. New York's Stock Exchange halts trading, even Charles Schwab. This is what they do, folks. They halt trading, and this is why this just adds to the contagion. And you can't believe anything. You can't even believe numbers. You can't believe Jim Cramer and the experts. It's all staged. It's all fear. It's all fake and phony, all of it. Rick Grinnell, he was on the Lou Dobbs show. He says every single intelligence agency signed off on a statement on April 2020 declaring China was responsible for the pandemic, and now we see cover-up after cover-up after cover-up. Every article that we are giving here today has so much relevance. It's so important. Remember, there's no experts or official authorities. There's no transparency. There's just corruption, greed, racketeering, dishonest money, technology, democide. That's what we're seeing. All right, I got to move on here. World Health Organization.
Hey, Rich, one second.
WHO pushes for global vaccine passports. Awake yet? Great Britain government requires homegrown chickens to be registered to tackle bird flu. This has nothing to do with bird flu. It has everything to do with who has food, who has skill sets, who's trying to be self-sufficient, folks. We all know this. Food giant Dole temporarily halts U.S. production following a ransomware attack. EPA orders residents to stay indoors following a massive fire at renewable energy plant in Doral, Florida. Uranium processing facility in Tennessee catches fire. 200 employees evacuated. whole two-hour broadcast on just energy and food processing plants being destroyed. Is there anybody dumb enough to think that this is by accident? Please send me a check, and I will send you a virtual bridge. Biden's budget director, unable to answer a basic question about the U.S. banking system, reminds me of that FCC nominee by Biden, couldn't answer any questions about aviation. I think it's FCC. I can't remember. Whatever it has to do with. Not FCC. Basically, the head of airports. Biden's energy secretary says we can learn from China on climate policy. I can't hold back comments. China creates a new coal plant weekly. You can't make this stuff up. The propaganda, the stupidity. We have no qualifications at the highest level. Zero. It's pathetic. Biden to propose capital gains tax to 40, proposing double capital gains tax to 40%. The little guy is being attacked. It's part of the agenda. We've talked about it a million times. Documents reveal FBI secret work with hospitals to take away Americans' gun rights using hospitals. Unbelievable. Elon Musk says the entire U.S. elite system is ditching merit in favor of affirmative action. Elon Musk, we've talked about 12 years how they're lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job, whether they use affirmative action, whether they use quotas. Does it matter? They need to delegitimize work, Elon. We've talked about this a gazillion times. Next, Elon Musk criticizes U.S. military for diversity focus. Woke means lowering the bars of standards and qualifications. That's what they're doing, Elon. We've talked about this for a long time. New Mexico backed Secretary of State Tulus Oliver. Used illegal software for election results, broke several state and local laws in the process. See, we don't have a rule of law because our judges, our attorneys, our politicians, and bankers are only concerned about working for the elite and feathering their own nest. That is it. No one's doing their job. This is the common denominator we've talked about for a long, long time. Big tech companies swarming with ex-FBI, CIA agents as social media becomes part of the national security state. It's part of the police state, folks. It's the propaganda, hoaxes, lies, false flags. We've given thousands of these examples. New Twitter files drop shows more unconstitutional big tech government collusion assault on First Amendment rights, selling Ukraine narratives and censorship. How many times have we given that one? Maximum group of military age men storms port of entry in El Paso in effort to get into the U.S. We've been given these type of articles for years, especially the past 2.5, wherever Biden's been in office. No one's doing their job. First Republic no longer processing wire transfers. Pull out while you can. Basically, because they don't want you to wire transfer for silver and gold. UN orders world government to end free speech. Think I'm kidding? Look it up. It's against the law here in America. First Amendment. Red Cross provides maps to illegals.
Watch the video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button. The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, here's just one more exclamation point. I believe Rich Sheban mentioned the name Jim Cramer. Here's your homework. Go to your favorite search engine, and it should be DuckDuckGo, DuckDuckGo, and type in this. Jim Cramer, Cramer, comma, YouTube, comma, fraud, and you will see a video that says, rare video of Jim Cramer admits to fraud. Rare video of Jim Cramer admits to fraud on YouTube. And he admits to market manipulation. No kidding. No kidding. And then, Rich, you were talking about the Red Cross providing maps to illegal aliens. Please continue with that.
Yeah, well, Vince, they were not just providing maps, but they're providing helpful tips. Look, every organization, institution, NGO that we used to have trust with has sold us out because they've recruited people who are willing to do so. They're not recruiting talent. They're not recruiting skill. So what I'm going to do here, folks, is I'm going to rip through a bunch of January 6th stuff because these people need help, okay? And it's a total scam, these political prisoners. And then I'm going to go back into showing how we're being weakened and preparing for an attack and collapse regarding healthcare, again, the profession formerly known as practicing medicine. And then I got a bunch of other stuff. I know I'm not going to get to it all, but so I'm going to deviate to the J6 events because these people need our help. And the first article is about Murdoch and Tucker Carlson. And I believe Tucker Carlson is definitely a patriot, but this article basically shows that behind-the-scenes Murdoch, who basically, from what I read, bought 340,000 acres outside of Yellowstone Park here in Montana, and basically threatened him and pressured him not to give too much of the videos. So I'm Tucker Carlson and Rupert Murdoch. You got to think of these poor people for January 6th. They were totally set up. We've given all the proof on how it was set up. Ray Epps was caught lying. Many January 6th people are in prison for what he did. When you hear things about public interest or the good of the people, forget about it. It's all professional wordsmithing. Okay, I got to move on here. I'm looking at the time. Tucker Carlson's team reveals video footage shown by January 6th witch hunt committee was doctored. They inserted screams and sounds of mayhem in it. The whole system is fake and phony, folks. All of it. Tucker Carlson on this Q shaman, Liz Cheney should lose her job today. She destroyed a man's life. Not just Liz Cheney, Tucker. The whole January 6th committee should not just lose their job. They should be in prison. In prison. And Trump made a comment and demanded the immediate release of all January 6th prisoners after Tucker Carlson revealed just some shocking footage of what happened at the Capitol. Absolutely. Absolutely. Where is anybody's courage? 99.9% of the FBI and the DOJ should be whistleblowers. What the hell is wrong with you people? How do you look yourselves in the freaking mirror every day? Tucker Carlson reveals January 6th footage that proves Capitol Police Officer Sicknick wasn't murdered. He was walking around. Yes, I saw it. I commented on that already. Tucker Carlson, tell Tucker Carlson not to run a second segment of lies. Basically, Schumer says this. A sitting senator from New York. This is a direct violation of our First Amendment. Schumer should be fired. He should leave office right now. He's a sellout. That's called being a traitor. Mitch McConnell condemned the January 6th protesters as violent insurrection. We all know just from the tapes that's been out, that's a total farce. We've seen all the Fed provocateurs leading the charge. It's appalling. They had a duty to provide video to me. Our justice system is so compromised, says the Q shaman attorney. The real villains here are the federal judges in Washington, D.C., says Julie Kelly on how courts are severely abused. Absolutely. FBI shielded identities of undercover assets.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust my Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The Bureau of Labor Statistics announced this morning the Consumer Price Index continued in the wrong direction in February. The price we pay for stuff gained another 0.4% last month, as inflation sits at 6% year to year. The Federal Reserve raises interest rates, the amount banks pay for money to curb inflation, but now that multiple banks have completely failed, the question is, will the feds continue to raise the rate? Christine McDaniel, the former Assistant Treasury Secretary on Fox Business, is asking the same question.
You know, there's that old saying that, you know, rates keep going up until something breaks. Well, here's the first thing that broke.
Governor Kathy Hochul is urging drivers to stay off the roads in portions of New York State that are expected to get slammed with a snowstorm today. She's also warning of widespread power outages.
This is not the light, fluffy, pretty Christmas snow. This is going to come down like a brick. And it is that weight that causes the problems.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Achievements with us, and we're delineating exactly why you need to do your own research. Can't believe anything. Rich, please continue.
Thank you, sir. All right, going back to the poor setup, folks, regarding January 6th, you're not going to believe this one. The trial was halted after leaked chat logs showed FBI agents said her boss ordered her to destroy evidence, and the judge is saying, hey, that's cool. No big deal. You can't even, we have zero rule of law. That's nada, none, zip. Do you understand? Everybody's bought and paid for, or blackmailed, or threatened. This is what we have. This is America. Total disregard for over 1 million combat soldiers who gave their life for us. means nothing. Those of you who have combat soldiers who died, what the Democrats and the traitor rhinos want you to do is get rid of their pictures, take it off the mantle, forget they didn't even exist. That's what they're saying. Chair of the January 6th committee says members never had access to the J6 video. They just hired people like ABC to handle it. You can't make this stuff up, people. There is zero competence in our powers that be. The Proud Boy attorney demands special masters to look into evidence of FBI's witness tampering, destruction of evidence, and dirty FBI-DOJ collusion. Look, folks, we're not going to get rule of law. We have to have grand juries and literally set up trials on the streets or at private venues. That's what has to be done now, folks. No one's doing their job. The standards and qualifications and expectations are so low that nothing matters. There's no quality left for doing one's job. Unless you're in the trades, everybody else in government, everybody else in big corporations, they've installed people who's willing to sell out. Next article, DOJ responds to Tucker Carlson's video footage of peaceful Q shaman being escorted through the U.S. Capitol. Says it lacks context. You know what the title of this article is, folks? Pure evil. I agree. Tucker Carlson drops a truth bomb on the FBI. Basically, he was talking about in this interview or monologue that he was doing on video is that so many more police officers were injured when it comes to the riots in these blue states compared to what happened at the Capitol. And we all know that 4 or 5 police officers didn't die. It was 4 or 5 patriotic citizens who died. So, folks, I'm looking at so much information here. I'm going to still stay to the theme of the weakening of America and potential collapse and attack. So I'm going to deviate to the profession formerly known as practicing medicine, and I'm going to go as long as I can. And I even have some funny things I was hoping to get to. I probably won't, but here we go, folks. America spent $11 trillion on COVID-19, but nothing on compensating those injured by the vaccines. You remember all the PPP loans that went to celebrities like Reese Witherspoon and all these and rappers and stuff? People who are already gazillionaires getting gazillions of dollars from you, the taxpayers, because they want to shore up and protect the elite, the people who have the money, and everybody else is going to be dead. Science and mRNA vaccines contain DNA that can turn human cells into permanent spike protein factories, says a study. Look, folks, science is bought and paid for. We all know that. U.S. military now being tested for AIDS. This is outrageous. The DoD database reports a 500% increase in HIV in 2021. Can you imagine what 2022 has? This bioweapon is used to destroy your immune system. Remember, Karen Kingston and many other people said it has an HIV envelope in this bioweapon. That's why we're getting so many of our military. This is weakening us for an attack, folks. It's the only other way you can look at it. Even after throwing out natural immunity is better than the vaccines, the military will still punish our troops. This country is a joke. Absolutely. All this proof that natural immunity is better. And they're still punishing our troops for the people who didn't take this. FDA claims it will save lives by silencing speech online, making sure no one is allowed to talk about natural medicine and preventive medicine. That article shows how stupid they think you are. FDA says Pfizer's new RSV vaccine for older adults is going to trigger painful and potentially deadly Guillain-Barré syndrome. That's why we've given all scientists and researchers are saying don't take any more injectables. Like I mentioned in the monologue earlier by Dr. Judy Mikovits and many others. UK lockdown files show how health officials conspiring to scare the pants off everybody. When do we deploy the new variant? I went into detail on this last week, if you want to look up last week's broadcast. Folks, it's all planned. It's all a scam. It's all fraud. It's all distractions, dumbing down, and divide and conquer strategies. All of it. Next, Washington State AG wants to criminalize speech by barring any dissent against vaccine mandates and election outcomes. We talked about that before. This is illegal. It's unconstitutional. It's against the First Amendment. So they can poison you, but you can't talk about it. Think about this. Think about how stupid and irresponsible and unconstitutional that is. Humans are now being pushed to consume fake meat products made from the same cultured cells used in vaccines. Are you paying attention yet? Moderna fails to convince judge that the U.S. government should have been sued for its COVID-19 patents and not them. This is good cop, bad cop. This is part of the psyops. They should all be sued, especially the federal government. Not just Big Pharma. Cover-up. Former CNN president Jeff Zucker ordered network to avoid discussing the COVID lab theory. It is a cover-up. He should be imprisoned because this is basically aiding and abetting murder, eugenics, genocide. Sweden, remember Sweden? They went for no lockdowns and no mandatory jab. Well, now they have the lowest excess death rate in Europe. We've been talking about this for over 2 years, people. Origins of the pandemic are most likely a potential lab incident in Wuhan, FBI director. We all knew this. The alternative media has been saying this for over 2 years. And we're not even sure with all the bioweapons labs in Ukraine, all the money going to Ukraine to cover up all the crimes, are we sure it's not happening there as well? Corporate media's latest boogeyman to link to increased heart attacks and stroke, like fake sugar, bad sleeping habits, and 28 more ways. We've given so many fake reasons how they're selling heart attacks and strokes. My favorite one, if you recall, I've said it a couple times, is when you go to a football game, an NFL game, and there were so many people dying in the stands from heart attacks, and the reason was that the people were getting scared from the referee whistles. You just can't. It's too stupid to make up. I'm sorry. Confirmed. Graphene oxide found in shots. Pfizer sued for $3 trillion over safe and effective lies. Don't listen to the con jobs. Don't listen to the professional wordsmithing of the Hegelian dialectic. It's all BS. That's why the powers that be repeat over and over and over again. That's a key to their propaganda. People injected with COVID-19 vaccines are shedding and transmitting graphene to the unvaccinated, warns doctors. Because of woke indoctrination, 1 in 3 young American girls now want to die. We've talked about drug use. We've talked about suicide rates. We've talked about the suicide rates for the females want to transition to males being the highest. We're seeing turbo cancers after the mRNA vaccine, says top specialist. Turbo cancers. It's shutting down everybody's immune system, folks. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get to other articles, but I want to mention some comedy. I just pulled a few articles out regarding the comedy and how stupid they think you are. Ready, folks? I got to mix it up here because I realize a lot of this stuff is pretty heavy. Biden insists the banking system is safe as bank stocks crash all over the place. This is happening. This is a contagion, folks. There's no more trust or belief in any part of the system. Next, we've talked about this. Oh, here's some comedy here. It's an article, and I think there's a little video involved. It's titled, "This is Melissa." Melissa used to be in charge of deciding what political disinformation was allowed on Twitter. Melissa's a dude in drag. I'm not kidding you. You remember years ago I used to say, oh, you're not going to believe this? I don't even say it anymore. Because they think that you're so dumb, they can pull the wool over your eyes from every angle. Greta Thunberg, you hear she deleted a 2018 tweet saying the world's going to end this year. I'm making it up. Kamala Harris claims Joe Biden has reduced heating and electricity bills. I don't know whether to laugh or to cry. Next, the Irish government is thinking about erasing the word woman from the Constitution. Well, the left can't define what a woman is. Why is it in any publication? You can't make this stuff up. U.S. powerlifting, as per a judge in America, now says you must allow biological men to compete against women. In weightlifting, you might not believe that one, folks. Please look it up. This is, I feel like we're in Comedy Central for these last couple of articles here. And there's a California bill that claims police dogs are racist. Yes, you can't make this stuff up. Vince, I have more articles. I'm going to give you the option if you want me to go through more information or if you want to take the last segment on your own. You certainly deserve it. Thank you for your patience, buddy. I appreciate it.
Yeah, all right. We'll be right back. Rich Schieben, news in a flash, proving what he's been saying for 12 years. This is USA.
Ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I have a few comments. Number one, I believe I heard you say something about the president claiming that he reduced our utility bills, electric bills. Well, I have in my hands a rate adjustment plan for April. I guess that's next month. And there's a 5% rate adjustment. Now, it doesn't mean they're going to lower our electric bill. They're going to raise it for every classification of electricity and equipment that is sold by the electric cooperative. So for residential, farm, and home, small, commercial, and those automatic unmetered security lights, the rates have gone up. About 5%. They even increased the charge for the meter, which was an outrageous $27 per month. And they call that service availability, meaning if you have a meter, electricity is available if the meter's turned on. $27 a month for a meter, and now it's going to $28.50 the first of next month. So there's Joe's lowering the electric bills. Y'all, maybe yours is different. Maybe I'm the only guy in America that has an increase in the electric bill, but that claim is absolutely bogus that electric utility bills are going down. Everybody I know is paying more. Everybody I know. Next thing. So when we were younger, Rich, you and I worked really hard at our place of employment. We worked extra hours, put in extra effort, stayed late to prove to our supervisors that we were loyal and that we could perform the tasks above and beyond expectations. That's what you did. I know. I read your reviews. That's what I did. I remember being in my reviews with my supervisors, and that's what I heard. And the question I have for you, and class, think about this in your own circumstances. Do you think that scenario is available today for young people where based on hard work and as Rich says, proven results, do you think that is going to get you ahead? Or are you going to be competing with another group that does less, knows less, makes more mistakes, costs more? Do you think you're going to be able to successfully compete with them? And here's why I'm saying that. I was on the phone with a customer service representative for a company that used to have world-class customer service. World-class. And I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I was transferred from the United States through an automated system to the islands. And I was speaking with someone who had an island accent. And every question I had about the product that I purchased, I had to be put on hold while this person asked someone else for the answer and then regurgitated the answer back to me when I was taken off hold. And each question I had had a follow-up question and another follow-up and another and another. And finally, I said multiple times, may I speak with the supervisor, please? And what I really wanted to say is, you don't know what you're doing. I don't believe a word you're saying. You shouldn't be there. You shouldn't be wasting my time. You shouldn't be getting a paycheck. And every time I asked to speak to a supervisor, I cannot transfer you to a supervisor from this call.
Yep.
So, I said, I'll tell you what. How about this? How about, can I talk to a supervisor some other way? Well, I can have a supervisor call you back. How long will that take? Between 1 and 3 hours. Okay, let's do that. Do you have my phone number? Got it. Got all set? Ready? Good. Thank you so much. I'll be waiting for that call. Next day, I called the same company and said, I didn't get my call. So if you think that everything's okay, I think you're confused. Everything's not okay. And in the words of Vincent Finelli, everything's broken. Everything's broken. So, Rich, those are a couple of my thoughts. I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel. I really don't. You know, when you talk about the Red Cross being our enemy, I have in my studio desk drawer, I have a Red Cross ID card with a Red Cross lanyard. I volunteered for the Red Cross until I figured out who those guys are. They're not interested. They are not interested, in my opinion, to helping people the way people think the Red Cross does. They use every catastrophe, every calamity, whether it be man-made or natural, they use it to say, well you know, we need your money. We need your money. Correct me if I'm wrong. Class, correct me if I'm wrong. Do you think the Red Cross is really there to help people? I was there at Joplin. The Red Cross told me, do not go, do not go. We're not accepting volunteers. I went anyway. And what I saw was not what you would expect. I didn't see them helping people. I saw them setting up a computer system. Day number one, they were setting up a computer system. Or actually, day number two, they were setting up a computer system. They weren't helping anybody. They actually thought, when I walked in there, they thought I was in charge. No kidding. No kidding. Rich, thank you so much for being with us today. Class, everything's broken. And I don't think it's going to get fixed anytime soon. Seriously. You're in charge of you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.